The global awakening is accelerating, and while that's true, I feel a lot of grief for the backlash we're seeing that power is unleashing on powerful people globally. And I have to say that I suspect that where this happens, whether in Syria, Egypt, Gaza, Haiti, or urban cores in the U.S. generally, we can also see, in addition to the intent to break spirits, land power covets. And I believe that we have to start talking authentically on the left about this, that the backlash power whips us with is endless. Power can manufacture turmoil at the drop of a hat, and that our response has been, for the most part, reactive. And now that the internet means we communicate instantaneously, we can and must change that. Brothers and sisters globally are holding high a standard of courage that challenges us to push on, push further, vision ourselves into a different future by weaving our acts of courage together. Thank you, brothers and sisters in South Korea, calling for a general strike on December 28th, yesterday, which I heard not a word about, by the way. And thanks as well to folks braving the cold in Ukraine, who are helping us all see the need to end the practice of capturing and commodifying life so we can begin truly living. Listening this week to a couple guys hawking their book about so-called big data, propagandists busily telling us what our future will be, i.e., it will supposedly be the living installation of the film Minority Report, because apparently science so decrees. I found myself feeling nostalgic for a long-gone, for reasons unknown, program on the radio called Ask Mr. Science. I find reason to miss it daily. Daily we're bombarded with the science says so con. A few days ago, I heard it reported that science has proven that laughter is bad for you. And just today, a pundit was proclaiming that the responsibility for earth raping lay not with power, but with our overpopulation. For this pundit, it was literally easier to imagine a world in which there were no people, he'd written a book on the subject, than a world in which the people are free, have full ownership of our own bodies, and can sit around and think like he. For others, it's easier to imagine ocean death than a world in which we are out of harness. This should show us the depths of our disengagement from our own bodies. Power is working, science says so, hard. It may not be the best play in their propaganda playbook, but it sure seems they find it to be the most needed one, along with homophobia and religion and the wage divide itself tied to merit rises. Anyway, these big data guys were quite energetically bludgeoning our hope. And as is usually the case with propagandists, taking that manager's stance, saying stuff like, the moral challenge will be figuring out what we will do with folks who we know are disposed to commit crimes, unquote, while the host nodded sanguinely, eagerly going along with the con. Sad display. So whether the subject is controlling our supposed bad genes or our fertility, we must be managed. It is this manager's stance that's used to woo youth, the big seduction placed to lure them into complicity with power. It's the streetwise, low-budget size, philosopher-statesman, that Plato play, effective then, effective today. Because class is class is class. Which means that both the economy and the polity are at base about marshaling and controlling our human energy.